You're listening to KSKQ 89.5, Ashland, Oregon, community-supported radio. My name is Gary Wilson, and the name of the show is Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle. This show does contain adult themes, so please, if you have kids around or you're listening in the car and kids are there, cover their ears. Disclaimer time, Your Brain in the Cybersex Jungle is information only. It is not medical advice. If you need medical advice, please see your doctor. The central theme of this show is how internet pornography impacts men, primarily young men, their experiences, and the science behind what they are experiencing. You can visit www.yourbrainonporn.com for more information. It's a secular site, commercial-free, and there's lots of resources there. Today, we have a guest, which I'm about to introduce. His name is Gregor Schmidinger. I hope I pronounced that right. He has a website blog called The Sex God Project. I know that will perk up your ears. And as it says right here, it is a one-year-long project by a filmmaker and artist who is exploring the different dimensions of male sexuality while researching and testing different techniques and approaches to transforming himself into a sex god. Now, Gregor is 28. He lives in Vienna, and he's an independent filmmaker. In fact, he studied screenwriting at UCLA and wrote and directed some short films. He is currently working on his first feature film where he says some of the topics from the Sex God Project will be a part of the new film. Gregor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
People are probably wondering why I have a guy on who has a website called The Sex God Project. And the reason we have you on is that part of becoming a sex god for you is eliminating internet porn, as it says exactly on your website. What would eliminating porn have to do with becoming a sex god?
Well, at one point, and it was in the fall of 2012, I noticed that things did not quite go the way I expected them, and I knew that I could eliminate biological reasons. So I got on the internet and I did some research and find some possible answers to my problem. And then I stumbled upon your page, actually, and got introduced to the idea of the porn is used erectile dysfunction. I read a lot and I thought a lot. At one point I came to the conclusion that porn actually is an enemy of great sex for the reasons that influences your brain and how you respond to physical stimuli, basically. So that's why I believe it's essential that a sex god, and whatever that is, I'm still not sure about that, watching porn is not part of a sex god's life. Let's put it that way.
So you had porn-induced erectile dysfunction, is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah.
When did that start happening to you?
Well, I think it has been part of my life for a couple of years now, and I never questioned it before, but it kind of like makes sense because I started watching porn when I was around 12, I guess, when internet became kind of like mainstream. So I believe that I'm 28 now, one of the first to kind of like got into the whole internet porn thing, and never really magazines or something. It was always the internet. So it kind of like was part for quite some years before I actually made my first real sexual experiences.
Uh-huh.
And it continued to the end of 2012.
So it started to show up in your regular sex life, and that gave you a clue that, something is wrong. So what you're saying is while you were using porn and masturbating, your ED wasn't as bad, but when you had a person, you really noticed it. Is that correct?
Right, exactly. Because I never had a problem like to get an erection, but to hold it was kind of the problem. And then I noticed that I needed either new situations or mental images to keep the level of arousal at the level that keeps the erection, which I guess makes sense when considering that. And I am gay. And I was growing up in a small village with 1,800 inhabitants, so the first couple of years there was not a lot of opportunities for me to make sexual experiences. So it was kind of like easy to get them online.
Oh.
And that's what I did. And then I noticed as soon as I started to have actual sexual relationship with people, but it was not the way it should work, I guess.
Yeah, I think sometimes guys start to notice those subtle changes where they need more stimulating porn, where they need to click around more, and that seems to be sort of the first step. So maybe you caught things earlier than some guys who have complete loss of erections while using porn and go on for years like that. Let's hope you did. Now, you stopped using porn. Have you also do what other guys do? Have you stopped masturbating at the same time?
Well, I stopped watching porn in September, I guess, and I relapsed once, and that was in February. Other than that, I never watched porn again, and I don't really miss it. I also cut back on masturbation as good as possible, but I still notice that I'm not through the effects, or that I could not reverse it just yet. But I'm still in the process of rewiring, I guess.
So how does that manifest? How do you know that you're not completely through? What are some of the symptoms?
Well, when I have sexual intercourse, I still notice that it's not where I want it to be.
Do you find yourself sometimes wanting to have fantasies about porn or your mind drifting to try to keep an erection?
Not so much in everyday life, but when I have sex, and maybe it's still also kind of like an insecurity thing because the erectile dysfunction happened before, so I'm still not that secure yet, that it's still not going the way I intended, but I still, well, some mental images at some point to keep the arousal level, I guess.
Yeah, now that's a common thing that guys report. And also what you said is significant in that you didn't have a lot of sexual contact during your adolescence, correct?
Right.
So instead of sexual contact, your sexual conditioning was a screen, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's often what we see. Not that I'm saying, you know, every 12-year-old should go out and have sex. I'm just saying, you know, that's just the natural progression where you spend the first several years using porn, and then that sort of shapes your sexuality. And that, of course, is occurring to most everyone now. Here's the thing. You have put up a blog called The Sex God Project, and you have your actual name out there, and you have lots of great suggestions from weightlifting, bodybuilding, diet, and of course dealing with porn and eliminating that. What's been the reaction of some of your friends or gay community to you doing this?
Pretty good, actually. I mean, they kind of like reject the idea of not watching porn or cutting back on masturbation, because we've been told for years that it's okay to watch porn and to masturbate. I guess the problem is how we consume it. But in general, it was a really good reaction, because a lot of people contacted me after I went online, even some close friends, and they told me that they experienced similar issues, but never did any research or never talked to anybody. So a lot of people actually joined in on my 120 days without porn challenge. Yeah, it was a pretty good reaction, actually, and sparked some discussions, which is good, I guess.
Now, are some of these guys continuing with you on this journey?
Well, most stopped after the 120 days, because I wanted to explore where the boundaries and what's the top of the mountain, basically. And that's not what everybody's interested in. But the porn thing is definitely the strongest theme, I guess, in the project.
So these guys have eliminated porn. Did they also go back to porn afterwards, do you think?
Well, I have some comments that they stopped watching porn because at one point you realize you don't actually need them. It's gotten this habit. You get home in the evening, you're tired or you're stressed or emotionally somehow affected from whatever happened during the day. And it's the way to calm down. But then you realize it has no actual value, like reality TV or something. As soon as you do not need it anymore, another guy that I talked to stop watching porn for good.
Well, that's something, you know, something in today's age that anyone would stop watching porn, any young guy would stop watching porn. This brings up a bigger picture issue, is that whenever people bump into a website or someone writing about porn and saying you should stop, the natural knee-jerk reaction is, oh, you must be religious or moralizing.
Right, yeah.
And have you had any of those reactions?
No, not really, because I made it pretty clear from the beginning on that it's not, that there are no religious motives behind it or any other kind of belief system that is just based on scientific studies and theories. So I never actually was confronted with that criticism.
Well, of course, your website is hardly a religious one, as you can tell when you
right.
go there. Now, what have been the challenges for you to give up porn, and do you have any suggestions for other guys who are stuck with this struggle?
Basically, when I read this book, it suggests that you cannot eliminate the habit, but you can replace it. So the idea was to find activities that I could do instead of watching porn and masturbate that has the same effects like watching porn and masturbating, which is mostly to calm down or escape reality for a certain amount of time. And what worked for me pretty well was actually exercising, because I noticed that after I hit the gym, I never had the urge to watch porn or masturbate for some reason. So it also had probably to do with some kind of like physical activity, for me at least. But what I would suggest for someone who wants to give up porn is to become aware of the underlying emotion, kind of the trigger, the urge to watch porn, or the situations that give rise basically to the urge to watch porn, which is, you know, you being home alone in the evening, for example, and try to identify a strategy that you can execute as soon as these emotions or these situations occur.
So planning ahead.
Right. And becoming conscious of what's going on underneath.
A recent guest talked about that, is a couple of them, in fact, the last couple of shows, says you have to have a strategy, you have to have a plan, and you just can't white knuckle it and grip. Would you say
right.
that's the case? Yeah, so exercise seems to be a real, real big one for most guys, and most guys in your age group choose weightlifting. Is that what you're doing?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Doing training and weightlifting.
Yeah, that'll wear you out.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm going to ask you a sort of a political question, since you're part of the gay community. Do you think that the gay community has any special challenges when it comes to the overuse or use of porn?
That's a good question. I don't believe that there's some challenges. Maybe there's even a big opportunity, because you have to deal with your own sexuality very consciously. It's easy to talk about sex and to talk about even maybe sex problems. So it might be easier to identify things like that. I think that straight guys watch as much porn as gay guys do.
I would have to agree with you on that one. From all the things I've seen, is the straight guys are definitely watching a lot of porn.
Yeah.
It's a universal thing for guys to do.
Yeah.
You mentioned something else, that you're doing a film, and it might include some of the material from the Sex God Project.
Right.
Could you expand on that?
I was asked to write and direct my first feature film by a producer from Berlin. I sent him my expose, and we talked about the story. And at one point, I told him about my Sex God Project. And he thought it was a very interesting topic, kind of like hits the mainstream, but it's not really there. So he wanted me to include it in the script, and it started to make sense, because porn distorts your view on sexuality, what's real and authentic. A theme that I want to explore in the feature film, as well as the emotional side. I believe that there's lots of other media entities out there, like, for example, the romantic comedy, that I believe is some kind of like emotional porn, and distorts our perspective on what the relationship should look like and feel like. So something I want to explore in the feature film, I guess.
So you're saying romantic comedies aren't real? I'm very disappointed here. I thought they were just like real life.
I never experienced anything like in a Trevor Anderson rom-com.
That's too bad. So could you expand on this film? Because I know I've seen over on NoFap and a few other websites that there are some filmmakers that are trying to capture either the effects of internet porn or uh-huh. what it's like when they get off. In fact, I watched a film, maybe it was 6 months ago. It's really a hard thing to capture. How are you going to go about this in your film?
Yeah, the thing is, I can tell you right now, because we're going into the development in the summer. I just try to collect my experiences and distill the essence and somehow make it understandable for everybody else. But I can't tell you a concrete example how I'm trying to do expressive. But it obviously has to be in the context of a relationship.
Yeah, and the other film I saw was, it was exactly that. It had a man and a woman, and they're in Korea, and I don't know if you saw it. It was up on NoFap a couple times. And that's what they were trying to do, but it didn't quite come across. It's really a tough subject. You know, one thing you brought up I want to go back to is emotions. A lot of guys report that they start feeling emotions again, or more emotions. Did you experience that through giving up porn?
Well, I never had a problem with emotions, I guess. So it didn't change a lot for me. Only my expectations on what a sexual relationship should look like, that is changing now. And what to expect, and what are the parameters which I can measure if it's a successful relationship or not.
Well, can you...
That doesn't sound too scientific.
Can you expand on that? So how, what are the differences now in terms of a sexual relationship, in terms of what you expect?
The ultimate goal was to reach an orgasm and ejaculate at the end. I think that it's changing slowly, but it's not the ultimate goal to reach an orgasm, but rather to be in the moment and experience the moment. I think that is changing slowly for me.
That's something common that we see when guys get off porn. Now, do you bring the subject up where you gave up porn and it's changed your views towards sexuality?
Oh, yes, I'm very open about that. I mean, I'm, you know, blogging about it online, so I just tell them, yeah.
Oh, so what's their reaction? That's what I'm always curious about, is people who are just like, well, I just use porn. I'm always curious about what their reaction is and what they ask you. Can you describe that?
Well, most guys are interested in it because they watch porn as well, and some can relate to it and others cannot but are understanding. So I never actually experienced any negative reactions or anything.
That's good to hear.
But it's maybe a plus of the gay community, so to say, because it's, you know, sexually very open, and we know that most guys watch porn, so it's not that... I mean, I can imagine it, but it might be more difficult to be open about it in a straight relationship, because I believe that there are still girls or women that are not comfortable with the idea of watching porn.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. So I think you got a good point there. It's wide open. Guys are guys. Now, here's something just more of a practical aspect of all this. So when guys reboot, they often eliminate masturbation also. But they all then have a really tough time reintroducing masturbation without porn and finding a balance. What's your thoughts on that?
I can definitely relate to that. And I'm very cautious about that as well. I try not to masturbate. Try to have, like, actual sexual contact, but there's times, you know, where you kind of like have to masturbate, and then I obviously try to avoid watching porn and try to get out of my masturbation habit that I kind of like routinized over the years. So I'm very cautious and conscious about when and how to masturbate at this point, because I know that it's still too soon to watch it, because I could easily fall back in old habits, I guess.
Huh. Sometimes guys, when they try to reintroduce masturbation, they have what we call a chaser effect, where one masturbation session gives you cravings not only for more masturbation sessions, which is fine, but it leads to porn. Have you experienced any of that urges after a masturbation session?
Not really, actually. I mean, it might have happened when I'm out of my usual surrounding, when I'm traveling and I'm worn out and are tired or whatever, that I might fall back in old habits.
We only have about a minute left. Is there anything you'd like to add before we end the show?
The only thing I can say is that quitting porn is one of the best decisions I made in the last couple of years, and I'm very happy that I made it and that I'm still in the game to quit it for good.
So I have to ask you, so how many months do you have left in your sex god project?
Well, it's going to be end of the year, so that means with another 8 months.
So are you going to have before and after pictures and a report, a year-end report?
Right, I'm trying to capture all my steps and development and, you know, measure all the stuff to see how far I can push it.
That's something else. Well, we're probably going to have to end right now, so I'd just like to thank Gregor for visiting us. You can visit his site. It's called The Sex God Project. He has some nice articles there about everything from power, from weightlifting to diet to, of course, getting off internet porn. So thanks a lot, Gregor.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.